The example that Jesus uses today, the person who suffers from dropsy, it's not the term that's used these days, but basically there's an overabundance of water within their system, within their body. So when Jesus says to them, you know, if your child or your ox falls into a cistern, into water, the risk of drowning, would you not save them on the Sabbath day? There's no answer, no reply. Just as there was no answer or reply to his first question, is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath day or not? No answer, no reply. What Jesus is teaching us in the gospel text is the priority of things. Which is more important? The people to whom the law was given, or the law which was given to the people? Clearly, the people are more important than the law. The law was intended to be a gift to them. In the same way, we can say, which is more important, the Sabbath or men? The Sabbath was given to men as a day of rest. Man was not created so that he would rest on the Sabbath day. And so Jesus is teaching us something very important, my brothers and sisters. Very important for those who were listening, that the law comes after the people to which the law is given. As Catholics, we are notorious for having long lists of things that we must do, we must avoid, not do this, do this. It's Friday. How many of you fasted from or abstained from eating meat today? And if you didn't do that, what other penance or sacrifice did you make today? It's church law. You either give up meat on Fridays throughout the entire year, or outside of Lent, you are free to substitute it for another penance. See, we have rules and laws about all sorts of things, don't we? But the laws of the church, which ones are more important? The people to whom the law is given, or the law? Well, I know how Jesus would answer that question. Do you know how Jesus would answer that question? Now, before you take what I'm saying and run with it and say, Father threw away all of the rules of the church today in his homily. No, I did not, my brothers and sisters. Because Jesus says to us, if you love me, you will do what I ask you to do. You will keep my commands. But you understand that the commands that God gives is because he loves you. It is you that he loves. This is primary. His love for us, and because he loves us, he instructs us what to avoid and what to do. But those commandments, those laws, are not more important than you, the one to whom they are given. This is why we are told over and over and over again, hate the sin, but love the sinner. It's very simple. It's a very nifty little phrase. It's a really quick way of saying it, you know. Hate the sin, love the sinner. Love the sinner, hate the sin. But it's true. It's true, my brothers and sisters. And Jesus loves us so much that he doesn't want us to be enslaved by sin. You've been redeemed by sin. You've been set free. You've become a new creation. You are no longer bound by sin or death. You are not in their kingdom. You become a new creation. I keep saying this. Said it for the last week now. Seems like every day I'm saying it over and over and over again. You are a new creation. You have been set free. Live in the truth of the freedom that you possess as beloved sons and daughters of God. And don't step back into sin. Don't re-enslave yourself. Avoid it. If it's formed habits in your life, it will take time to unform those habits. But don't ever be a slave to sin again, because you have been set free in Jesus Christ. You are the priority of Jesus' life, death, and resurrection. We, the human family, the human person, is the priority of why he came into the world. That's why Jesus isn't afraid of the scribes and the Pharisees. He knew the answer. Which one was more important? The man standing there who had been for years or for however how long suffering in this way to be set free on the Sabbath day. This was the opportunity. No, come back tomorrow. Come back tomorrow when it's not the Sabbath. Then I will heal you. No, my brothers and sisters. Do you see the compliment that Jesus is paying to you in your humanity? What Jesus is speaking is truth, and it is making him hated by everyone that was there. Some of them could see the compliment. But the others just despised Jesus because they perceived in him one who broke the Sabbath, who placed healing of someone who was ill over the goodness of the law. See in it, my brothers and sisters, a compliment of your worth and your dignity that you possess as one who is in the image and likeness of God. See his love for you outpoured. Amen.